I saw you staring. So I thought I'd come on over and say hi. No, really. No need to apologise. I don't mind. They are pretty epic, aren't they? You're cute when you get tongue-tied. Has anyone ever told you that? There's no need to be embarrassed. You're the new guy, right? Well then, welcome to the team. I just have to ask, has anyone you know mentioned anything about me? Of course they told you to stay away. Oh, what was it this time? More trouble than she's worth. But that didn't stop you from looking now, did it? Were you looking for trouble? What is with that face? I don't bite. Well, not unless you ask me nicely, but I am trouble, you know? Oh, honey, are you trying to ask me out already? That's adorable, but really, we can skip dinner if you want. I am more interested in dessert. Don't look so excited. I've yet to meet a man who can take a handle on what I have to offer. Do you think you have what it takes? Am I... Oh my god, no. 100% woman right here. Always have been, always will be. Believe it or not, these girls are all natural. Can't say I mind the attention, but they make bra shopping a real pain in the arse, you know? Maybe you don't know. Do you want to come with me this weekend and help me pick out something in my size? Your face is turning bright red. I just thought if you want to stare, I might as well put you to work. You could be my fashion consultant. No? Am I messing with your head? How do I put this? Yes. I'm definitely messing with your head. No, not that one. The other one. Okay, maybe both. Can't a girl have a little fun? No. You misunderstand. I'm not messing with your head or heads, as the case may be, because I was annoyed at you. I'm messing with your head to see if you have the balls to follow through with what you've started. Why you? Why not you? If you find me that fascinating to stare at me, to look at me, maybe you can still have some enthusiasm left after round one. And that's more than I can say for the other weak man babies around here. You're confused. All right. I'll lay it all out for you. That way you can't complain that I tricked you or misled you or abused you, blah, blah, blah. Wine, wine, wine. Believe me. I've heard it all. Tell me. Do you like to come? You know, come. Orgasm. Blow your load. Bust a nut. It isn't a trick question, sweetie. Oh, you do? Well, that's perfect, because I just love making men come. That's my kink. The faces you make, the way you twitch and shake as you spurt, the way that you're entirely at the mercy of your body at the instant you climax. It's delicious. If I can make you come, in that moment, I've taken control of you so utterly and completely. It's as if I own you. Don't get me wrong, I love having orgasms myself. But bringing a man to orgasm, forcing an ejaculation out, that is even better. The problem I keep having is men are so inconsistent. So temperamental. They just keep changing their minds. Just one little squirt and suddenly he's a different person. One moment it's yes, yes, yes. And the next it's no, stop. That's enough. I already came. Stop touching me. You're hurting me. Do you think you're likely to have that problem? Try. You'll try. You've seen Star Wars, right? Well, to quote a wise green Muppet, do or do not. But it's okay, sweetie. That's what restraints and gags are for. I have plenty, by the way. Why don't you let me tie you to my bed so I can be sure you won't change your mind? I bet I can extract at least 3 loads out of you before you run dry. You have to think about it. Come on. You know it's the only chance you're ever going to have with a woman with all natural tits as big as mine. I see the way your eyes keep wandering. My face is up here, you know. Oh, please. I told you. I'm flattered. And the same way that you like watching tits bounce up and down this corridor, I like watching orgasms. And no, it's not even about your dick. It's about your face. I want to see your face as you give in to the pleasure, as it overwhelms your body, your mind, your very soul. I want to see you lose control while I use my tongue to suck everything you have given me. I want to see your body spasm and squirm and wriggle in my hands. Then I want to see you pushed past your limits as I keep going. I want to hear you beg and plead and scream through your gag as I force you to not merely come, but to come to terms with how weak your mighty mayo libido really is. And you know what? That is where the fun begins, because I'll just be getting started. I will break you. I want to look in your eyes the moment you understand you've lost control over your body. I will savour your reaction as you realise that I can and I will milk the semen out of your balls, whether you want it or not. I want to feel you twitch against my hands as I tighten a cock ring around your shaft and balls to keep you hard while I climb on top, push you inside and have my way with you. I am going to ride you until I am fully satisfied. Only after I am absolutely convinced there isn't a single drop of sperm left in your body. Only after stroking another 15 minutes beyond that, just to be sure. Only then will it be time to give you a rest. I say rest, mind you, not calling it quits, because after an hour or two, I'm sure you'll have more to give me, and I do like to be thorough. I would take everything you have to give to me, and then I'm going to take more. So, sweetie, let me ask you again. Do you like to come? Think it over? Okay, go ahead, but why don't you save the bother of us wasting each other's time and just say yes now? We both know this is happening. No, I don't have a crystal ball. I just know men. You're all the same. Deep down, every one of you thinks his libido is an ocean of insatiable lust, when in reality it's more like a muddy puddle. I can explain exactly what I'm going to do with you until I'm blue in the face, but you won't listen or won't care. In fact, I bet I'm turning you on. Are you excited? Cat got your tongue? I'll take that as a yes, sweetie. You see, deep down in your primitive male lizard brain, you can't even conceive of the possibility that climbing into bed with me won't be worth it. At least not until I show you otherwise. You require a practical, a hands-on lesson, and I'm more than happy to accommodate. How about tonight at 6:30? Perfect. 6:30 it is. Give me your phone. Let me put my number in there for you and my address. Oh, and one more thing. You might want to plan on calling in sick tomorrow. According to some of my exes, and well, I do say exes, but most of them weren't even interested in a second date. Go figure. Anyway, some of my previous acquisitions found getting out of bed in the morning to be challenging, even after I remove the restraints. I'm not a monster, but you'll be fine in a day or two, I'm sure. I have to say, I'm really looking forward to tonight. It's been weeks since I found another willing, another big strong man like you to share my bed. This is going to be so much fun, sweetie. Don't be late.